Reading from Psalms 39. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence. But when I was silent and still, not even saying anything good, my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me, and as I meditated, the fire burned. Thus I spoke with my tongue. Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He leaps up wealth. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. You rebuke and discipline men for their sin. You consume their wealth like a moth. Each man is but a breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not deal to my weeping. For I dwell with you as an alien, a stranger, as all my fathers were. Look away from me that I may rejoice again before I depart and am no more.
A reading from the letter to Titus, chapter 3. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle towards everyone. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceiving, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Saviour, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying. And I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone.
Should we speak out, or should we keep our tongue? Should we be silent and still? That is a question we often have. It is a question that our psalm raised. When we see the actions of governments and authorities hurt rather than help, when we read the unholy words of church leaders, when we listen to the one-sided reports of journalists and radio hosts, when we are angry at the destructive trends in society, when we have to deal with people with confused ideas, when we work with others who harbor false assumptions, when even our family and friends repeatedly tell us things that we just cannot agree with, then do we say something or do we just keep the peace? For if we know that if we raise our voice, relationships might be destroyed, trouble might follow us, or we might pick a fight that will only destroy us. We might cause more harm than good, and maybe we would just give voice to our anger with nothing to show for it. That's why we may have said with David that we'll keep our tongue from sin, or we might conclude with theologians and greeting card designers, God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Raising our voice is only wise if it helps, if it is effective. We may scream and let our anger run loose. We may convince ourselves that we are right. But what does it bring? Often only trouble and no relief. Therefore, we need wisdom. Of course, at times it might be right to say something, even if we know that it will be ignored, even if it will bring us into trouble, because it is the right thing to say and our conscience will not let us otherwise. At times, we cannot let lies remain totally unchallenged, but we need to count the cost and need to do so in wisdom. But having the serenity to accept the things we cannot change and the courage to change the things we can, that is not just wisdom, that is also not enough. For we might still be angry, we might still be hurt, we still are not understood. The Bible encourages us to bring those words we did not utter aloud to God, to speak them to someone who does listen and does understand. Here we find true value when our own significance seems to overwhelm us. In God is our treasure when we feel disregarded. Wisdom is not enough. We need someone to lean on, someone who hears our prayer, someone who is not deaf to our weeping. That deep trust in God is evident in the Psalms throughout. That relationship with God carries us even through our disappointments and our frustrations. It gives us direction and an understanding of our own true value. We know that we are loved by God. Wisdom without trust may breed cynicism rather than contentment. Therefore, we need faith and closeness to God to transform our wisdom into goodness. The New Testament focuses that faith and trust in the person of Jesus Christ, through whom the kindness and love of God, our Savior, has appeared. Through Jesus Christ, we are saved, and through him, the Holy Spirit has been poured out on us. It is through the Spirit that we pray and trust that our lives can be changed. It is through the Holy Spirit that being peaceable is not so much a holding back our anger, but it is the work of peace. It is through that trust in Jesus Christ that our wisdom can turn towards the good and allow us to work for the good of the city and of the country. Amen.